100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I should probably get the... There, you hear the beeping of the treadmill, and it starts, which means it's time to start the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the story. The topic for this week was brass, and we got a lot of stories in. Isn't that cool? And the best of all, you get to listen to them. And the sound of the fan in the background, it's not the computer fan, it's an actual fan that's blowing on me. I heat up hotter than dual SLI video cards trying to pump out the latest Crysis engine. Is that a good metaphor? Or was it a simile? I'm not sure. You tell me in the comments. Really, is that the site that I mentioned? All right, so how about we get on with the stories and I get on with my life? First up, it's John Musico. Let's hear what he's got.
Everything You Never Knew About Brass by John Musico. Brass conducts sound well, so it's used to make up musical instruments such as trumpets. Brass, traditional in Indian tableware, contains copper, which makes it antibacterial. Brass hat. The metal braid on a high military officer's hat, commonly thought to be made of brass. Brass monkey, shaped like the rack to carry billiard balls, the rack that held the stack of cannonballs on a ship. Incidentally, that was called a monkey because it was manufactured by the Monkey Brass Company. Brass doesn't rust. Getting down to brass tacks, the basics, as the anchoring tacks of upholstered furniture. The Brass, Not Impressed, by John Musico. I didn't get the promotion to head of IT because of my reply to demonstrate your enthusiasm for the job. I replied, a dog never walked, angst when other dogs heading towards greater things trotted by the window. Then one day, the owner clipped the leash on him. The door opened in slow motion as golden sunshine flooded in. At the curb, he was unclipped and galloped into the sunset, ears flapping in the wind, thundering to the mountaintop. Then I galloped down the executive table, smiling widely. They didn't smile. We don't hire people as odd as you.
Thank you, John Musico. I guess we ought to hire people as odd as you in order to fill up this podcast with lovely, confusing, weird stories. No, really, we pay 0 cents per word here. This is an exhibition. This is for fun. You don't see any ads on the site. The only ads we have are the ones that you add in your shameless plugs. I mean, it's just an informal thing. You know, wind up just doing this for fun. Keeps me going on the treadmill now. Isn't that cool? I don't know. Okay, next up, it's Lady Blue. She's back. She hasn't run away screaming from us. People as strange as us. We are the... I was about to sing, we are the ones who read as children. That's a Lennon Hart Salome thing. If you don't know what that means, you won't. There are so many worlds out there, I think. It gets so confusing sometimes. Anyway, I've got the laundry started, so how about we wash as the clothes tumble around and listen to Lady Blue.
The Siren Hunter. I took brass bullets and the occultist's advice. Aim between the eyes and shoot her twice. I hunted her down and dreamt of the day that I'd kill the one who took him away, to avenge him and pay my dues too. With determination, I sailed with my crew. In uncharted waters we would find her, but our spells could not bind her. She stood with two others as I aimed my gun, but before I could do anything, her song had been sung. I couldn't move, bound as I was to the siren's spell and my lost cause.
Thank you, Lady Blue. Is it storytelling? Is it poetry telling? Is it poetry? I'm not sure. It's something new. It's so short, you don't have time to figure out what it is. Ding, ding. Okay, come up with your answer. Cool, huh? Thank you, Lady Blue. Next up, we have Jeffrey. You know, it's usually John, Jeffrey, Richard, and then maybe he's turned up here, maybe... It's cool how folks get a schedule within their week. And then some are like, I am inspired early. And then they're like, wham, they're in. Or they're going on vacation. They get a bunch done at once. Isn't that neat? You see patterns. Patterns in everything. I see patterns in my coffee here. I need to freshen up. That's my water. That contains my water and my caffeine for my walk. I'm only going 1.1 mile an hour, but as long as I'm moving, it makes sense. I'm not like doing a wimpy 0.4 mile an hour kind of, up, my gut bumped against the rail again. Bump it up to 1.2. You know, because there's a noticeable difference. Okay, Jeffrey, let's listen to you. Hear what you've got for us.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 441 on the topic of brass. Before we begin, I just wanted to thank everyone who had a story last week that discussed my prostate. My prostate has never felt so much love, so I do appreciate that. Anyway, I've got two stories this week. My first one is called Tax. I've never understood the concept of getting down to brass tacks. Getting down how? Like Casey and the Sunshine Band, getting down tonight? Going down to the farm? Or just sitting down? And brass tacks. Those seem expensive compared with regular tacks, so you'd only use them for special occasions. They still seem sharp, however, so sitting down on brass tacks seems needlessly painful. And expensive. The whole expression seems like something old people made up to confuse the young. Damn Weisenheimers. Now wait a minute. What's a Weisenheimer? And my second story is called The Mall. Harry dreaded shopping at the local mall. He much preferred to buy what he could online and let the mailman deliver the goods. Every so often, however, he found himself entering the gates of his own private hell. The teenagers running around as though they owned the place bothered him, but not nearly as much as the rude salespeople, the aggressive kiosk owners, the indifferent department store clerks, the snobbish hipsters in stores that wanted to be trendy and wanted nothing of Harry. All of this was capped by an intrusively loud sound system that always seemed to be playing a brass band's cover version of a Metallica song. Well, that's it for me this week. My prostate and I will be back next week.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and thank you, Jeffrey's prostate. The fact that you have felt such love warms my heart. Now all the people are going to be talking about my warm heart. Actually, it is warming up. I mean, it is encased in 17 layers of fat. I need to work all this off. The sad thing is I keep track in a Google document, little chart. I know you're not supposed to weigh yourself every day, but I like the wiggly lines when it goes up. Oh no, I shouldn't have had those potato chips. And then when it goes down... Ooh, man, I need to bleach the toilet. Okay. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. So, let's keep going here. Let us not dilly-dally. You know, I wondered about the phrase namby-pamby the other day. It turns out that somebody just pulled it out of air for some sort of political poetry way back when. It wasn't like namby was a word and pamby was a word, and they thought, well, you know, it really ought to be together over here in the dictionary. Glued them together. Kind of a German thing. Oh, speaking of German things, how about we listen to Richard? Don't you like that segue? It makes no sense whatsoever. Or so you would have us believe.
Good morning. It's me again, and trust me, it's not all it's cracked up to be. I've got some stories for you. The first is George's Story Part 72, and I don't seem to have a title for this, so if you want to come up with a title, pop it in the comments. George's search proved fruitless, and by the time he'd finished, he had a sneaky suspicion that this wasn't the trauma ward at all. There were just too many prostates for his liking. He fumbled the crude map he'd drawn from the planet reception from his pocket, and almost immediately realized his error. It would help to have it the right way up. He left the ward, heading across the corridor to an entrance opposite, where an imposing brass plaque proudly informed him he was entering the Sir Donald Cuthbertson Trauma and Surgical Wing. He entered, leaving the prostates behind. Story number two is called Brassed Off. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, your kids are never satisfied. My son's 14th birthday should have been awesome, but he spent the day sulking after opening my present to him. The trombone wasn't appreciated, yet I was sure he'd said he wanted to be in a brass band. I tried again the following year. The oil drum did not go down well. My guess at steel band, it seems, was also wrong. His 16th left me stumped. Was it lead, copper, iron? Finally, I gave up and asked him, "It's heavy metal, Dad. Just buy me a guitar." This is my last story. It's simply called Brass. Grandad used to say, "Where there's muck, there's brass." Aye, I believed him too. Set up me own business, I did. More fool me. I'm telling you, all my life, I've been up to me neck in muck, and never once found a bit of brass. Aye, plenty of gold, tin, even the odd sapphire. And all I made from it went straight back into business. But it did no good. I never found any brass. Grandad were wrong. So, listen to me. Don't believe what they say. Brass mining won't make you rich, but it will make you bankrupt. That's me and my stories all done. So until next time, goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. I think a title for that could be "What's Up," in parentheses, "My Backside," close parentheses, comma, "Doc," question mark. Or if you're feeling mighty Spanish, you can put an upside down question mark in front of the whole sentence. You know, I envy that. The thing I envy from Spanish is that upside down question mark thing, or upside down exclamation point thing. That's like a prompt to let you know to shout it, or to get all questiony so that you don't have that last minute ironic hipster lilt at the end, so that you're prepared for it being a question. It prepares you. It gets you ready. There should be little things that are irony, or for sarcasm, or for someone's going to punch you in the face for this. Although, most of the time, I say something like that. So, thank you, Richard. See, there was an exclamation point behind that. Thank you, Richard. You prepped me. You know, we need more stories that have that. We'll have to work on that. Tora, do you have a story that has a question mark or a upside down exclamation point in front of it? I guess you can't really tell if it's an upside down period. Well, anyway, here is Tora.
An alchemist sought to make gold not from lead, like his rivals, but brass. For, he said, brass is already near to resembling gold, and must therefore be easier to transform. He alloyed copper, zinc, and esoteric minerals by secret rituals, and at last produced metals exactly duplicating the appearance of gold. But they lacked weight, and he concluded that only lead might provide this. So he encased discs of lead in his finest brass, and pronounced this to be the true gold. But so expensive it was to produce, that he spent all his mundane gold in making it.
Thank you, Tora. Don't spend all of your gold producing these stories. No, use the fake gold, or the fool's gold. Have we already had Fool as a topic? We have had so many topics over the years, I can't remember them anymore. I think we've repeated a few. Repeated. Ooh, we could have repeat as a topic. Nah. But I added a few more to the stack. We have topics enough for the end of time. Oh, wait. Speaking of end of time, yeah, it's time for me to go get the laundry into the dryer. We had a major fault with the water mains coming in here, and unfortunately half of the washing machines don't realize that we have water again, and they need to be reset. Of course, that means there's half the washers. I had to wake up half awake. It's way too early, but I'm getting my stuff done. My mother-in-law is coming into town, so apparently I have to have all my laundry washed. I don't understand the logic, but then I am an inferior being, I suppose. What's a little dust between family members? You'd think that they'd be the ones to tolerate. Who are you trying to impress? Whatever. Who's next? Tom is. I think he has updates, but listen for the stories.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Story total, 7,100. Story average, 21.8. Movement, Lady Blue joins the 100 Monkeys. Chelsea joins the top 40. Dionysius passes Jeffrey of Great Heights. Chris moves ahead of Cliff. In the Iron, Jeffrey becomes the 10th Iron Monkey. Serendipity becomes the 6th Iron Monkey. Richard has 72 stories in a row. Lizzie, 60, Tura, 54, and John, 37. All well and good, but the story this week is John, who enters the lair of the Golden Monkeys with 44 stories. All hail John. And I've got four stories this evening. The first one, a final solution. The brass needed a definitive roll into Paris, we are your liberators moment. If they could get Chalabi in chains leading the parade, all the better. The ISIS lads had to have read the coalition's playbook and laughed their asses off at the local revolutionary bar. Crazy Americans. General Bennett Larson Stratlor had an inspired and simple plan. The Joint Chiefs sent it to the White House and Council mulled over the human rights implications. Are the Germans absolutely positive of this drug's shelf life? Asked the president. Alpha phenuronic D, metabolic pathways go inert in 6 weeks' time. Story 2, join together with the band. My younger brother Len was hell-bent on joining a brass band. Once he locked onto a desire, he would follow it down to its ruinous end. What he excelled at in terms of focus was matched with a depth of a lack of talent that was apparent to all but he. Len worked 2 summers to afford a top-of-the-line trombone. That brass should have produced grace notes. What Len produced drove animals under the bed. This is how I inherited a trombone. I had no desire to play the thing, but it was just sitting there. Story 3, Copper and Zinc. Every age has its official metal. Iron Age, Copper Age, Bronze Age, Age of Steel. We of the Silicon Age, driven by nanoseconds, long for a simpler time, but are incapable of leaving our lust for technology behind. So, we have created a fictitious age of brass, one with ray guns, goggles, and airships. I guess those wouldn't be made out of brass, but pretty much everything else. Even brass corsets, or maybe a brass derby. The center of my brass collection is a masterfully crafted keyboard. All I need is a steam-powered computer and a Stirling engine mouse. And the last story, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 70. Mom, I'll be okay. Really. Bold as brass, same as your father. Mrs. Parsons walked towards the guild. Mom, tell the Duke and Doctor, if a hair is harmed on your lovely head, I will have their balls. What? Came the chorus. She didn't glance behind nor change her course. I don't think she's coming with us, said Sparky, covered in mud. Bannister landed the stage in front of the company. Shotgun, he yelled, tossing Timmy a brass railgun. I'm your man. Tim swung up into the jump seat. They all climbed aboard. Off to the borderland we go, ho-ho. And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. All those monkeys moving around, it's hard to keep track sometimes. That's why we put a tile on each of them. Tile, your Bluetooth solution for finding where the hell you left something. No, that wasn't a commercial. I'm just waiting for my damn tiles to arrive. I kickstarted them like last year. They're manufacturing them now. So I guess I'll find out where stuff is, where I left it, or we can put one on someone in the building and find them. That would be kind of cool. Although it wouldn't say what floor they're on. I'll think about it. I'll come up with a use. They're too big to put on the cats' collars because we have very small cats. And they keep losing their collars. And these things are too big to shove up their butts. We'll find a use for them. I'm sure we will. Oh, what? Okay, we should probably go on and share more stories. Let's see. Serendipity can go next. Because that's the order in which these are. See, I save them off with 00 opening, 01 John, 01A is the bumper, 02 Lady Blue, and so on, all the way down to 14 Norval Joe, then it'll be 14A, then it'll be Z, and then the closing. That's how I assemble them. And then I drag them over to GarageBand and they assemble together. Isn't that cool? Oh, let's listen to Serendipity's story.
I like a brass bedstead. So much more tactile than wood or wrought iron. It gives a sense of opulence that you just don't get from other materials. Brass has all the character of gold, but is so much more practical. Not to mention, it's considerably more affordable. A proper bed with down-filled pillows and a good old-fashioned heavy satin quilt deserves a proper, polished brass bedstead. Anything less is just plain wrong. But the best thing about a brass bedstead is that it makes the perfect blunt instrument. And it's so easy to wash the blood off.
Ha ha ha! Thank you, Serendipity. We have wrought iron. Why? Because it holds the ropes better. And the bungee cords. It's hard to bend iron. Brass, well, if it has the properties of gold. Gold is malleable, unless it's in a big brick. If you can afford a solid gold brass, I was going to say solid gold brass. I stumbled over myself again. I really need to be more careful. Let me try that again. If you can afford a solid gold bed, never mind. I should have this stuff scripted out. Whew, man, is it hot in here, or is it just me? No, it's just me, although it is kind of cool outside. When I was going out and switching the laundry around, yeah, it's getting to be that time of year. Oh, it'll be hot again. This is Houston. This is Texas. It stays hot for, oh, God knows how long. Well, actually, the National Weather Service knows how long, too. Wait. The National Weather Service is God. No wonder why they wear those bow ties. How about we just move to Muncie before I say something else that's stupid?
Greetings, Halloweenies. Muncie here, with a new October nickname and a new story for you. Are we getting into the holiday spirit? I know I am. Let's roll! Marching Band by Chris Monroe. It seemed like a good idea at the time, allowing the marching band to choose its own playlist. Students would be more invested in their band, morale would improve, school spirit would soar. What could possibly go wrong? We agreed it was genius, and so the plan went forward. It wasn't until halftime, first game of the season, that we saw the problem with what we'd unleashed. When the song they chose was Big Sean and Nicki Minaj. Brass, 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 stop. Now make that motherfucker hammer time. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me, Halloweenies. And now I must leave you for spooky business.
You know, I may just have you host the special Halloween episode, Muncie. You've got that spooky business all going there. All we need is that Toccata de Fugue thing. Speaking of Halloween, we've got a thing here. Weekly challenges are Sundays, right? And Halloween is on a Saturday. Is it? No, hold on. Halloween's on a Friday, I thought. Yeah. Yeah, and so when should we have a special Halloween episode? Which weekly challenge? The one before Halloween or the one after? Because, I don't know. I've got the topics laid out, but I could always slide one in there. Hopefully it doesn't throw off your robotic schedule there. We'll find out. Whatever y'all think, suggest to me in the comments, put it in the notes and the stories that you send. Write a story about it. Singing telegram, candygram. I don't need any more candy. I'm fat enough as it is. I look at the spreadsheet and it's like, really? Really? Come on. I need to make that put. It's that first push beyond the weight range that you're used to, that you bounce around and you start to drop. And it's not just explainable by missing a meal, or pooping out a whole lot, or sweating a whole lot. Oh, I think I've said too much. Let's move on to Lizzie.
A year of planning and a 10-hour drive didn't discourage Gene. He was used to hardship. Well, he was used to corporate hardship, mostly, being the CEO of one of the biggest oil companies. His stress levels had been building up dramatically. So, the retreat would be an intense spiritual experience. At the end of his stay, Gene was feeling great. The problem was when this guy drove into the back of his car on the local country road. Gene was definitely not ready for this kind of hardship. He ended up at the bottom of a hole, intensely dead. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Lizzie. Be careful where you drive. Oh, man. Mother-in-law's going to be here around 4. At least she's going to be here after the Texans-Cowboys game. I don't know, how's it going to be? Who's going to throw more interceptions? Fitzpatrick or Romo? I know to some of you it's sports, 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 sports. Maybe I should help clean the bathroom before Gina wakes up. Nah, that's cleaning. Yeah, I know. I'll do the litter boxes. I might even vacuum after she wakes up as opposed to waking her up. And I think she already vacuumed, though. That's the problem. I'm pretty useless when it comes to cleaning stuff up. The trick is not to make a mess in the first place. All right. Let's move on to Chelsea. Let's see what she's cleaned up and polished up and put together as a story. Notice that segue? Here we go.
Brass by Chelsea. I never understood why they're called brass bits. Not all the instruments are made of brass. Silver flutes and delicate piccolos with their sweet trills. Calfskin drums booming out the march. Clarinets of wood and reed humming softly with the melody. Tambourines with their gentle, shivering tinkle. Sweet voices telling stunning stories. Brass bands are just so much more than brass. What would it sound like if a brass band was only brass? They would just sound funny with only thundering tubas, the triumphant trill of the trumpet, and the tremulous vibrato of the trombone.
Thank you, Chelsea, for pointing out the fact that there are instruments made of spam, that are made of other people, that are made of bad dreams. Those people sit way, way over there in the orchestra, way far away from the woodwinds, far away from the brass, far away from the strings, and usually very far away from the people in front who spend a lot of money to fund the chair that the oboe sits in. The oboe, the ultimate instrument. What? Oh, living social. Microcurrent therapy. Oh, just stick your tongue in an outlet. Next up, oh my God, is this true? Anima Zabaleta has returned? Returned from the beyond? Oh my God, I've missed you so much. Wait, what was her name again? Here is Anima, back for all her glory. You young whippersnappers, you take a lesson from her. You take a lesson from her. Okay, maybe not. I don't know. It's completely up to you.
Hi there. Anima Zabaleta here, after a long hiatus, taking another whack at this 100-word challenge. Jerry, how much further do you think we have to go down? I mean, we've dug like 8 feet, and I've pricked all of my fingers dozens of times. Shut up. Keep digging. What did I tell you when we got to the gold ones? All that glitters is not gold, and to keep digging? And when we pass through the silver? Every cloud has a silver lining, but that wasn't what we were after. And the lead? You said to get the lead out. Hello, what have we here? At last, we are down to the brass tacks. Thank you.
Wait, what comes after that? Oh, thank you, Anima Zabaleta. Welcome back. Do not ever leave us again. I know things are hectic where you are. Ooh, hectic could be a really good topic. No, it won't. I don't know. I can't choose topics well anymore. I need to pull them out of hats. Ooh, I have plenty of hats. When I went to the Orlando Universal Theme Park, I picked up one hat for each of the Harry Potter schools, and then in the morning, depending on what I'm wearing, and also what hat I pick out of the pile. Close my eyes, shuffle up the hat, and... Wait. Arizona wasn't a school. Huh. Strange. Okay, well, let's just continue here. I think Danny has a story. I don't think it's going to be terribly happy. He's had a rough week. Anyway, here is Danny, and I'll express my condolences afterwards, which makes you wonder, huh?
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here with, well, this weekly challenge, 441 Brass, after a week that's just been a week from hell. You know, it's like when you have a little dog, and you know that little dog is 14 years old, but that little dog is in your arms, and on Tuesday morning, that little dog died in my arms. That weighs heavy on you. So, you know, I understand that Weekly Challenge 441 is about brass, but you will be amazing how I can take a personal story about the death of my dog and incorporate it with the word brass. So let's see how I was able to pull that off this week, despite all my grief. So here we are with my entry for this week's challenge, brass. The devil walked down my driveway today in the odd shape of a redneck woman, her spindly legs barely able to manage the weight of her enormous gut that protruded from her skeleton frame. She was after the soul of my Maltese mix Freddy, who died earlier this week. I stopped the devil by refusing to open the front door. You have some brass balls coming here. You cannot have the soul of my dog. He is already in heaven, I said. The devil, unable to see her own crotch, walked away not knowing if she had brass balls at all. And that's my entry for this week. And that's my entry for this week's challenge, I should say. And that's my tribute on this medium for my dead dog. I think I've done more appropriate things for Freddy on other mediums. But I think Freddy, if he was conscious, would appreciate what I just did here. So we're going to leave it at that. And if you have any comments for me, you know, you're free to leave them on my WordPress page. It's dannydwyer.wordpress.com. And please feel free to come and visit. I keep saying I'm going to do something with the page and make it special, but you know what? This is me we're talking about. So I'll get around to it eventually, which means sometime before, you know, eventually. That's good. Okay? You have a good week, folks. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You know, I want to say things like, their tent lives or memories of them, but that only applies to cats. I don't know how many lives dogs have. I mean, how many do they have? I think they have just one. Then their second lives are memories of them, but then you get into the whole second life thing and people doing weird things there. I don't know. So I'm sorry, Danny. Sometimes I wonder if, while I'm walking on this treadmill, I look over at the shelf. Walk all you want, you can't get away from it. Oh well. Love the ones you're with, I suppose. I'll just move on here to Dionysus before I say anything horrible or stupid or emotional or something that gets me all choked up and I wind up sliding off the treadmill into the lamps and stuff that are behind me. I should have moved those by now. You would think I'd put something very, very large and very soft back there. That's why I go slow on Sunday mornings. Here's Dionysus.
Hi, it's Dionysus Close with two brass stories. The first one is called Scavenger. It could have been called a mystery, but wasn't. Nobody paid attention to him except to avoid him, a big physical teenager, until he was sent up for breaking and entering. When he got out, he brought a knife to a fist fight. That's assault with a deadly weapon. Even if they'd looked, they wouldn't have found that single casing melted into the brass by his partner, or noticed the buzzard circling over the rocky ravine out in the middle of the reservation. It was, after all, a country where buzzards circled endlessly over innumerable deaths. "Wherever he's gone," said the sheriff, "he's there and I'm here. Good riddance." The next story is called Brass in Pocket. He was nearly 65 when they met, depressed that he'd never have enough to retire. His wife had lost all interest in sex, unnecessarily, but he was over arguing. Sitting at the next Starbucks table over, she said, "What kind of music do you like?" He thought she must be talking on the phone, maybe? "Me? I want to start a brass band." She was barely 20, if that. "Do you play tuba?" "We're going to play brass songs, like Brass in Pocket." "Lay, lady, lay." "Brass Monkey." I don't know that one. She sang it all the way through for him. See you next time.
See you next time, Dionysus, and thank you for stopping by. We're coming close to the end here. There'll be time to wrap this up, ship it out. Maybe I'll remember to email y'all with, "Hey, here it is. The next topic is," but y'all already know the next topic. You can see it up there. It's posted. It's tweeted. It's plussed. It's here and there and Facebookified. And it's an echo chamber, really. Although sometimes someone new slides in, pokes their nose through the door, or other times someone who's a long-lost soul wanders back through the gates. And we welcome them in. But nor will Joseph keep coming back. I mean, let's find out what he's got. Let's hear about the progress of Fly Paperboy out there. Has anyone won the Kindle yet? I know I haven't, because I don't write reviews and I don't deserve that Kindle. You people deserve it. Fight for it. Fight with all your might. Okay, maybe not fight. Instead, you may want to read and then form a valid opinion and then post it.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of Fly Paperboy Coming of Age. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 441 with a prompt of brass. Well, launch day was a little bit underwhelming, although it was as good as I expected it would be. It's never too late to come out and support me in the backfield, and I'm still looking for reviews. If you listen to this on Sunday, you can still get your review in and still get 3 entries into the Kindle Voyager giveaway. Otherwise, you'll have a chance until October 31st to get a review in and a single entry. That could still win. You know, there aren't a whole lot of people in it so far, so jump in there. I could really, really, really use a good review. Or an honest review, for that matter. It doesn't matter. Just any review. So here's my story. Durgle followed Garbage Man through the door at the end of the alley. Long John had overcome his fear of the ambulatory heap and dashed through the entryway, sniffing along walls and in corners that Durgle could only imagine in the pitch darkness. Once the outer door was closed, Garbage Man flipped on an interior light, revealing a large windowless room, equally as filthy as the alley they'd left. Long John gave up his chase of some small creature and trotted back to the men. Incongruously, across the room, a meticulously polished brass placard on a singular door read, "Death." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Normal Joe. And folks, go out there. Read Flypaper Boy. It's less than $3. Most people would say less than a cup of coffee. But who the hell drinks coffee these days? Oh, man, that's good coffee. So, go out there. I'm not allowed to review it just yet. I don't want to get an entry in. I don't want him to mistakenly give me the prize. That would be shenanigans. Though I could write a review. I need to read the rest of it, though. I read some of it during the conference that I was at. I was a booth babe. I was showing off this... I don't know what we were showing off. I don't even know what I was demonstrating. I was shaking a bottle with a single jelly bean in it. And then having people guess how many jelly beans were in the bottle. I would say, we don't play guessing games with your reselling and hosting solutions. We provide you a smooth and reliable platform in which to schedule backups, upgrade software, manage bandwidth, manage file sizes, and all sorts of other things. With us, there's no trickery or guessing games. We are honest with your business and reliable. What you see is what you get. And with branding, you can put your logo and your company name on the software to control the experience that your customers and clients see. Isn't that cool? Time for Planet Z.
Mr. Dan, our chemistry teacher, is teaching us about alloys. Alloys are metals that are mixed together, or metal and nonmetals. It gives them special properties like strength or malleability. For instance, brass is a mix of copper and zinc, while bronze is copper and tin, or arsenic. Steel is iron and carbon. I raise my hand and ask if a screwdriver is an alloy of vodka and orange juice. "Those aren't metals," says Mr. Dan, exasperated. That's my way of reminding him to give me an A, or I tell the school board about his drinking on the job.
Okay, you Halloweenies, you know what time it is. Time to wrap things up. Thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge. Whether you wrote a story, left a comment, went out and bought Flypaper Boy from Philip Norville Joe Carroll, and will write a review, an honest review, a glowing review, a radioactive review that we can use to power our flying cars in the future. Also, you can follow this crap at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com or 100 Word Stories on Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus, or I'm about to cough really loud. Man. Okay, I put in 16 minutes on the treadmill for the first walk, then the laundry interruption, and now I'm coming up on 30 minutes, but it's been around 1 to 1.5 miles an hour so I don't fall, which means I'm probably 61 calories burned. Man, I suck. Oh well. Maybe I need to get an elliptical or a lap band surgery. I'll see y'all next week when the weekly challenge topic will be superconducting. Yeah, that one's going to be easy. If you don't know what that means, ask your children. If you don't have children, be glad. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.